This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the Census Bureau this week came an update on construction spending in April. Overall, builders spent a bit more than they did in March and about 7% more than they did in the same time period a year ago. Residential multifamily construction, which is to say apartment buildings and the like, was up 25% year on year. That is a much rosier picture than spending on single-family homes, which went the other way. But with interest rates where they are, high, and construction costs up there as well, that is not going to last forever. Marketplace's Henry Epp has that one.
Multifamily housing projects are driving business these days for Brian Murphy, president of the carpentry firm BAM Contracting in St. Louis.
We have a large backlog, certainly through the end of the year.
Murphy says he's seen huge demand for apartment complexes in his main markets of St. Louis and Kansas City over the past decade, though things are shifting slightly.
I think we're seeing a little bit of leveling off, but it's leveling off at a high rate. You know what I'm saying?
The construction business is still good because it often takes 2 years or more to develop an apartment building. So a lot of the boom in apartment construction we're seeing now was financed before the Fed started hiking interest rates. Now with higher rates and tighter credit conditions, the outlook for new projects is a lot cloudier for developers like Nathan DeGesse with EIV Technical Services in Vermont.
I would say that market rate multifamily housing is going to really struggle to get off the ground moving forward.
And yet it's those same high interest rates resulting in high mortgage rates that are making single family homes less affordable, says Aaron Jodka, director of research for U.S. capital markets at Colliers.
The high cost of housing is also keeping a lot of folks in the rental market or pushing them to the rental market.
Plus, Jodka says there are just a lot of people in the prime rental demographic right now.
We've got some millennials in there. You've got some Gen Z in there.
Their demand for new rental units isn't going away, he says, even though there may be fewer apartment buildings to meet their needs. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.